This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
You're on the Free Breakfast this morning with Kate, and joining me on the line from Australia, I think on the way to the airport, is Travis Veldhoven. He is one of the co-founders and the guitarist and songwriter for Aussie band Big League. These guys are heading back to Aotearoa with their new EP, Wind and Swagger, and they'll be heading Hamilton next week. So good morning, Travis. Thanks for joining us.
G'day, yeah, thanks for having me.
And so are you getting used to, you'll have a lot of g'days and you'll have a lot of kia oras over here. Are you gearing up for the Kiwi accent?
Well, last time we came over, like I've obviously been talking to a lot of the local bookers and stuff as I've been putting the tour together, but getting on the plane was the first one, the first time I heard it said, and actually I'm like, oh, that kia ora.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, I can do that. Yeah, no, so we've been studying the local customs, and I think we're good to go.
Oh, good, that's fantastic. Well, I think, look, the biggest challenge will be, of course, that, you know, your band is called, very cool name, it's called Big League, which will, of course, become Bug League while you're over here, so you'll need to keep managing that.
When there becomes a day when Aussies think they're saying the English language properly, I think that's pure delusion too. So now it's all charming, it's all good.
It's all good. Look, I don't think either of us do it particularly well, to be honest. So I think, but look, I've read some great descriptions. I mean, congrats on the new EP. You must be chuffed to get that out.
Yeah, stoked. You know, it's to do it properly, there's an awful lot of prep work before you get something out into the world, and it's nice to that people are receiving it the way you'd hope. And yeah, it's all good.
I've read some great descriptions, and for people that might not know your work, I'd love you to respond to these, but some fantastic descriptions of some of your songs, including great little Kiwi references, like if Martin Phillips from The Chills jammed with Velvet Underground in the midst of an earthquake, I thought that was brilliant, and or like a lost recording of Bob Mould and The Clean covering the psychedelic Furs. Do you think, I mean, they're just great quotes from clever writers, aren't they, but do you think these serve to describe some of your style and influences for Big League?
Absolutely, and I'd say maybe our influences are at least adjacent to some of those, where you know, the fondness of those types of music, then people say, "Hey, you sound like this," and then I listen to The Clean or The Chills and immediately love them because it's like, "Where have you been all my life?" So I would say like the Bats is probably my favourite Kiwi band. Tall Doors are obviously awesome, but yeah, no, we definitely take those influence descriptions to heart as pretty astute. But you can also tell that our PR guy is a Kiwi himself, I think.
Oh, I love that. So he's slipping them all in there. But I think the opening to, you know, I mean, some of the Bats songs are just, yeah, extraordinary, aren't they? We're very, very lucky to have that heritage. What did you listen to when you were a younger guy?
The Spice Girls and boy bands. I always describe how Big League started is I heard Guided by Voices records for the first time in like 2013 and immediately started writing songs after that.
Wow.
When we're talking about Dunedin bands, either GBV was influenced by them or, you know, it was something running alongside them. But yeah, it's all in that melting pot. But yes, no, I had no older brothers or kids around me that were listening to the sort of music that I discovered in my 20s, that's for sure.
How cool that you discovered it later, though. I mean, look, having a cool big sister or brother is always an advantage, but that's so cool that you discovered that and have had that yourself. I mean,
absolutely.
One of the things over time, you guys have put out, you know, a lot of music, and some of those references just came from your past album, but the context of some of your songwriting this time, sounded really interesting. It feels like you've been observing friends and new stages of life. What have been some of the themes that are present on the new EP?
Sure. Well, I mean, I suppose I try to, I wouldn't say we're a political band, but, you know, we definitely notice the world around us. So I guess there's a mixture of some of the the bad habits of shopping culture and things like that have come into what I've been writing about. But also, we're a little bit older, and we definitely have people who are sort of leaving their first marriages and things like that. So it's observation, it's social observation, a lot of it. I think there's something in there for everyone.
I think there's some clever language in your titles and lyrics, and you just referenced the consumption, so never landfill, which I thought was clever, very clever. And why don't birds suddenly appear? Talk to me about that one.
Inevitably what happens is I hear clever little lines and I'll write them down, and then the writing process is sort of pulling them into a song that's maybe coherent. I think that's mainly the process. So why don't birds suddenly appear? I'm sure someone just accidentally said that somewhere. And if you listen to that song, I think there's certain lyrics that are just going to jump out as like just great catchphrases, because that's how I write. And you sew a few together and all of a sudden you're building a theme that way. I don't often have like a subject before I have lyrical ideas. But it does work best when all of a sudden it's locking into something that I feel strongly about.
I like the idea, and I think that's a great tip for anybody listening who might want to write their own music or write poetry. You know, sometimes a line will spark the theme rather than sort of going, I'm going to write a song about X, you know, being
absolutely
inspired.
I don't think anything truly comes from nothing. Like I think there's always going to be something that sends you on that path, and you might feel like you're plagiarizing something or borrowing too heavily, but I have trouble believing that someone's idea is not brought in from what's happening around them or some outer influence.
And having a keen eye for observation, which you obviously do. Yeah. So you bring these gems to the band. Tell us a bit about the band and who's in it and what we can look forward to from a live performance from Big League.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, we're definitely a live band. It's not, but this record in particular has been particularly collaborative. So you've got everyone delivering ideas that they brought to the room themselves, where in the past I have recorded entire records by myself before almost. The energy's high. It's a raucous pub band, no matter how nice the songs can be, I suppose. It's a great night, and we're definitely a sort of band that feeds off the crowd and all that sort of stuff. So you can have a boogie for sure.
Well, tell us a bit about the tour. You've played New Zealand before, and obviously it was fun enough to bring you back, which is awesome. You've got a Hamilton show here at Last Place, but other people who might be listening from different areas, where else are you heading?
Okay, tonight we're playing in Christchurch, and tomorrow night Dunedin, and tickets are almost gone for those shows. So if you do happen to be in those neck of the woods, maybe grab one before the night if you'd like to come. Then we're hitting Threes and Sevens Records in Invercargill. Then we're coming to you in Hamilton on this coming Wednesday. Then after that it's Friday Napier and Saturday Wellington.
That sounds great.
Yeah, pretty flat out.
Yeah, really busy and going from the south, but it's cool that you're starting down in the south. It's an absolutely stunning time of the year to be down in that part of the world. Crisp and
cold.
It'll be crisp and cold, but it'll be hopefully sunny. Yeah, a bit fresh is what we say.
We say that too, yeah. And we've got English family who say everything is mild, even if you're on the tundra. Last time we were down in Dunedin, I came around the corner of a building and was blasted in the face by the coldest air I've ever felt. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what is it, the... I can't remember the sea below there, but it was definitely just wind coming off the south pole.
Yeah, just straight up the harbour and into your face. And Dunedin is really cold, but it's a great excuse to pull out all your big, thick, gorgeous winter coats and things.
That's where we're we're a bigger people that, yeah, we like all our big jackets and all that sort of stuff.
Love it. So, look, it'll be a little bit milder, hopefully, up here, but the South, gorgeous time of the year to be down there. You've got local lineup with the Hamilton show. You've got Halcyon Birds, you've got Empress and Lambjaw. Do you like discovering local bands when you tour? How do you pick your support acts? And, yeah, what do you like about that?
Well, I mean, I would say that's only something I've got really better at in the last couple of years. But definitely the move is reaching out to the venues and saying, who do you like? And then I do my own research. And it is great because there are so many cool bands in every city we're going to. And, so you go on a bit of a research. And if they have good tunes and can get a few people to show, we'll always give them a go. But I would say that generally for a local band, the best move you can do is getting good with our venue, book shows that will get people down there, and they'll pay it forward. That's the method, and it works.
Yeah, and I think, you know, she's showing up and being great and all the facets of the music that people don't necessarily see as well,
behind the scenes
stuff. So you guys, so Wind and Swag is out now. Where can people find out a bit more about the EP and a bit more about you guys?
You can go to bigleagueband.net and everything is up there, like concert tickets, links to listen to our music. I think you'll even get to YouTube and there's interviews and stuff that we've done previously. But, bigleagueband.net is where you can head to check us out.
Cool. Well, we're going to get something onto the playlist so that we can tag on to this interview so people can also listen back to that a little bit later. Okay. But thanks so much, Travis. I know you're heading to the airport. I really appreciate you taking some time out to talk to us. And Big League will be here at Last Place next on the 6th, which I think is that next Wednesday.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Fabulous. So you can still get tickets for that show. Just go either to the normal, or just go to all the normal ticket venues, or just hop on and look for Last Place. Thanks so much, Travis. All the best to you and the band with your travels and your shows down in the South.
Oh, thank you very much. We're looking forward to it.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.